The American West, with its open skies and people living on the margins, is home to Kelly Reichardt's best films, Wendy and Lucy, Meek's Cutoff, and her newest, Certain Women. These films center on the lives of women, but in the background, and sometimes the foreground, are trains.
Almost anywhere you are, if you start to listen, there's trains. I rarely stay anywhere that I don't eventually hear a train. I'm Kelly Reichardt. I'm a filmmaker. Yeah, to get a good train sound you have a good sound recordist when you capture a good train sound.
In Wendy and Lucy, the movie begins with shots of a rail yard. The film's main character, played by Michelle Williams, plays fetch with her dog near a set of train tracks.
Come on back, girl. Oh, where'd you go?
And then when she loses the dog and her car, she's forced to sleep by the tracks.
Usually the characters are stuck somewhere and there's all these trains passing in and out and on the move, and they're either emotionally stuck or physically stuck wherever they are. And so I guess the sound of trains coming and going has some kind of meaning to it.
Trains continue rumbling in Certain Women, Reichardt's newest movie. It opens with a shot of a train chugging towards the camera. Then it settles in on a single city, Livingston, Montana, and the emotional lives of four women who live there. One of them is Laura Dern. She's a lawyer. In this scene, her client, a middle-aged guy with a head injury, played by Jared Harris, is quizzing her about his case.
Friday at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Good work. So now we can prepare.
No. We don't need to prepare. We just get there and explain your situation, and that's it. Mr. Fuller, I don't want you to get your hopes up. He's going to tell you the same stuff I've been telling you. I want you to hear it from somebody else.
You want to get a coffee? You know, so we can strategize.
I have court.
The dream, I guess, is that, you know, people could have a different perspective on the scene because maybe they relate to one character's position more than another character's position.
That's exactly what happened when Reichardt screened the scene you just heard for her friends.
When I was showing the rough cuts to friends, sometimes I'd have a screening for three of my guy friends and they came in and they're like, oh, she's such a bitch. And then, you know, you have a screening for your female friends and they're like, oh, he's so exhausting.
Because her films delve into the lives of women and are set in places like Montana and Oregon, Reichardt has been called a maker of feminist westerns. She's fine with that. Her movies do center on the interior lives of female characters, and that's rare. But she does object to critics who say her films move at a glacial pace. About Certain Women, she says,
it's full of action. You got a tort claim. You got someone, Michelle Williams, trying to buy some sandstone. This is heavy, heavy plot, yeah.
What she doesn't say is that her new film also has a hostage scene and an afternoon tryst. Still, Certain Women is a movie with a lot of empty spaces and silence. Except, of course, for the occasional train sound lurking in the background. For KFAI, I'm Todd Milby.